Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, December 7th, 2017. Welcome to our women's segment, Asisu Zenibo Mama, Women's Roundtable, Ngatikuru Kurei, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Sitandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the ongoing 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. We'll also take a look at the highlights of the national budget, which was passed today. If you'd like to join the discussion, you can phone us directly on 202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 909 AM, 4930-15580 and 6080 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. And we're streaming live on Facebook. We're also streaming live on our three websites, VOA Zimbabwe.com, VOA Ndebele.com, and on VOA Shona.com. The 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign is a time to galvanize action to end violence against women and girls around the world, according to the United Nations. The international campaign originated from the first Women's Global Leadership Institute, coordinated by the Center for Women's Global Leadership in 1991. This year's theme is Leave No One Behind, End Violence Against Women and Girls, reflecting the core principles of 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. And the campaign is also a commitment to a world free from violence for all women and girls around the world, while reaching the most undeserved and marginalized, including refugees, migrants, minorities, indigenous people, and populations affected by conflict and natural disasters. In Zimbabwe, various women's rights groups have held campaigns to mark this period, while other events are still ongoing. And abasanda ukusixhuma kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje sicubungula udaba lokuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana labantombazana amancinyane ukuthi lo kulelanga elabekwa ngumanyano we-United Nations amalanga alithumi lasithupha ukuthi kukhangelwe lokhu ulolu daba lucutshungulwe, kubonakala ukuthi abakho abesifazana abahlukuluzwayo kube lemikhankaso yokuqeda lolu hlupho. Njalo sizake sithi ngamafitshane nje sikhangele ibhajethi lethulwe lamhlanje umphathi intambo yezemali uMnumzana Patrick Chinamasa ukuthi kambe ilungile yini, njalo abesifazana bayemukela yini ingabancedisa impilo zabo. Kodwa singaqhubekeli phambili ngodaba lwethu, asizweni abanye abake bakhuluma nge-Studio 7 ngendimi ezitshiyeneyo besitshela imbono yabo ngokuthi bathini ngokuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazane.
Days of activism against gender-based violence mkhankaso esihlala silawo enyakeni but lonyaka njengesizwe siba lawo nje ngesikhathi nje lathi sisiba lo khokhelo omutsha elizweni and sikhangelela ukuthi i-activism leyi ingabiyise kube le esingathi khona i-implementation lokho esiyabe sikuchela ikakhulu nje ema-courts ethu ukuthi indaba lezi esiyabe sisithe zahanjiswa ngikhona ngale senze ngokushesha ngoba abantu basuka bekhalaze kakhulu ngokusikhathi esithathwayo ukuthi indaba zabo zilungiswe kumbeni i-justice idilifwe.
Uthole ukuthi akunama-support structures ikakhulu nxa ungaphandle kwelizwe uphila ku-patriarchal society lapho baba abalawula konke even ngendaba zabomama kuba nzima uvele ungiyela lalapho ungeyama khona ukwelinye ilizwe.
Silezinkonzo ezimele omama. Silezinkonzo ezimele abantu abasha. Lapha enkonzweni yabomama ngiyafundiswa ukuthi ngiphathe njani umntwana. Ngiyizini lenkosi kukhona sakhuluma ngokuthi laphana umuntu simloshe. Amasansi yi-right yabantu. Kuyabe ufundisiwe. Enkonzweni zamadoda labo bayafundiswa. Umama akatshaywa ngempama. Konke lokuyana thina njengemandla kuyasiyophela i-violence emakhaya ethu. Imuli ekhonzayo i-violence
Le campaign yokuthi omama bakhululeke ngempela ekukhanya ngani yinto enzima kakhulu. Kukhona imigoqo nokunye okuvimbela ukuthi silo mama bagcine sebekhululekile. Ikakhulu kukhona imisebenzi ethile egcina isenza omama bangene kwezinye izigaba ezinjengokuthengisa imizimba yabo nokutholakala sebethengisa ama-drugs.
Uma sichathiswa egangeni lapha yilawa kuthiwa ngamagumbagumba, abanye bethu omama bayarejwa. Singene elizweni siswele lapha esiripota khona, njalo sizuze ukuyimsebenzi khonokho, siholiswa izimali ezincane ngenxa yokuthi singomama. Akula lapha esingayaripota khona.
Sesilinde amaphoyisa thina ukuze lokhu konke sikuqeda. The only way ukuthi singaqeda lokho ukuthi siripote amakhesi, angithi, as early as possible, angithi. Njalo ungaripoti ikhesi noma uripoti ikhesi yakho, over the reference before you leave the church office, angithi. It's easier ukuthi khona even umaphoyisa bengenzanga kuhle, utrace ukuthi khona amaphoyisa bona bayenze wafika lapha, kusuka lapha bathatha i-department.
Nyaya ye gender based violence mu southern region chokwadi mhosva dziriko dzinopariwa nevanhu vakawanda vachi abusana mukati medzimba dzavo, but kuona kwangu inini madzimai akawanda ane fear. Saka nyaya idzi hadzizokwanisi kuenda kumakoti, dzinenge dzaenda kumatare dzinogona kutariswa, dzopiwa mutongo unenge uchienderana. But nyunyuto yangu inini iri pakuti madzimai akawanda haazoripoti, because kuti vanoripota varume vaya kuti vasungwe, nyaya yacho inozodzokera kwavari, because vanofanira kuzovaka mhuri ina baba vaya vavanenge vakambosungisa.
Some policies we have done very well, but nyaya gender based violence instead of kuti idzikire iri kutopirira, tofanira kuti tichinje mafungiro nemaonero atiri kuita gender based violence. Tobva tifunge pakare nekuona zviri kukonzeresa zvekuti tiri kuramba tichitaura nezvazvo. Zviri kuramba zvichiwanda sei isu tichiti tiri kuzvigadzirisa nemutemo. Kumakotsi zviri kutongwa sei? Zviri kutongwa zvakanaka here? Ko masabhuku edu ari kuzvibata sei? Ko madzimambo ari kuzviziva here? Ko iye ari kuzviita wacho ari kufambisa nyaya yacho achitongwa nerudzi rupi? Nenyaya yekushayikwa kwezvinhu, vana vedu futi vakungoti kare paashaya mari anoona sekutsvaga murume ndicho chaanokwanisa kuita, asi pakutsvaga murume paari kuita ka zviri kukonzeresa kuti azenge anhapwa.
Takanangana kunyanyanyanya nemahamfu traditional practices, tsika yekuti mudzimai munhu akatsikirirwa, munhu asinawo voice, asingakwanisiwo kutaura. Mugwara zvakanaka negwara iroro zvakare kuti tikwanise kuzoziva kuti munhukadziwo munhu ane kodzero dzake, kana kuti chose takafanana uye tinofanira kupiwa kodzero dzedu zvakaenzana.
Semaonerangu chinoita kuti domestic violence irambe ichiyapiya inyaya yekuti maequal rights, munhu mumwe nemumwe mumba ari kutora position yake, amai sembakiri baba semusoro wemba. Saka kana mumwe akaloza position yake panogona kuita friction inoita kuti tarambe pasi paine kurwiwa.
Chokutanga tingati nyaya yeinformation yegender based violence ndeyedu tese ma trade unions nehurumende. Gender based violence haine basa kuti uri mushandi kana kuti hausi mushandi. Vashandi ivava ndo vamwe chete vachaenda kumba, vamwe vanoabhuswa angave mukadzi kana angave murume. Saka ZCTU ine tarirowo yekuti ichafambawo ichisawo vayo vashandi maererano nenyaya yegender based violence. By the same time ihurumende inofanira kunge iri pamberi kufamba ichidzidzisa vanhu nyaya yegender based violence.
those were different views expressed on the gender-based violence, which is our topic today. But before we indulge in our topic, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamansa announced the national package today of measures aimed at wooing international investors, including capping laws that require firms to be 51% locally owned. So the main question is this budget going to ease the economic hardships which people are facing? And to answer that question, we have our first guest, Dr. Chipo Tendere. She's the human rights activist and also a political analyst. We welcome you to the show, Dr. Tendere.
Thank you. I would just make a small correction that I am not an activist. I would hate to take credit from the very hardworking men and women who do the job of activism that we as academics do not do enough of. So I would like to just say that because I think there are people that are legitimately more activist than I am.
That's fine. So that's all right. You can introduce yourself then. What do you prefer to be called?
So my name is Dr. Dendere. I am a professor of political science. Tichi asi tichi zokera pana uye budget ya mataura mone rangu anga iri kuti vanhu vazhinji vanga vachifara pa social media. Vanhu ndaona vachibvunzawo asi kuti ko hurumende yazviitirei kuti ministry yemauto nemawar veterans vapiwa mari yakawanda kupfuura mari yapiwa kuhealth. Nekuti maziviro edu ndeyekuti takanyanyisa kunetsa kuZimbabwe panguva dzino inhau yehealthcare system yedu isina kunyatsoti tsvikiti. Ndo zvandanzwawo panhau yebudget, asi vanhu vazhinji vari kurakidza kufara nemakatsi aitwa kuti vari kushanda muhurumende vachange vasingafly first class, kuti matrips evanotorwa nevari muhurumende achange akadzikira. So ndinoona sekunge a lot of Zimbabweans are appreciating kuti hurumende is being conscientious in how they spend money, although people have raised questions on health and education.
Yes, we also heard the finance minister saying this new government has a political will in dealing with, in engaging the international community, in dealing with corruption, in re-engaging the international community on investment, and that there will be voluntary retirement packages and people above the age of 65 will be given financial incentives that when they retire they can start their own businesses and so forth. What do you think of this and the other highlights of the budget?
So I think fighting for corruption is definitely important. I wasn't clear, though, on how this budget, which started to read more and more like a political party manifesto, would deal with those things. Because some of the promises that were being made in the budget are things that cannot possibly be accomplished within the 8 months that the president has a mandate. So I think they need to think through that. I think on international engagement, I think foreign investors might welcome a shift on indigenization policies, that now the indigenization policy will only apply to platinum, I think, platinum and gold, or just to minerals in general, but not in every other part of business. But for me, as an analyst and as a small business owner in Zimbabwe, I think we have to ask ourselves if the government has any interest in protecting small businesses that are owned by Zimbabweans. We know that there are other countries that are doing well economically. If we look at the UAE, for example, they have strong protectionist policies for their local businesses, but that hasn't stopped investors from coming in. So I'm hoping that the minister and the president will explain more on their strategies to protect local businesses. I think that they also... Well, what was your next question? Sorry, I hope I've sort of talked about the foreign investment part.
Yes, that's fine, but we can jump to the next one. Anyway, that in a nutshell, in summary, do you think this is a very positive budget which can redress most of the problems and which can make life better for most people? And we're looking especially at the women who feel the brunt of this economic hardship.
Yeah, so I think for women, this budget, it's good because it sounds sensible, but it's also problematic because it's very small, especially the money that's being allocated to things that affect the lives of women. So one of the things that was brought up was expenditure on early child education, that they were going to cut at least 6,000 early child education teachers. Now, while the government is saying that they're going to expand the number of years that kids are in primary school, we know that children do best when they have good early childhood education. And they're saying that the responsibility should fall on the parents to educate their children. And what I heard when I heard that was that the responsibility should fall on the mothers to educate their children, because the state doesn't think it's important to invest in childhood, in early childhood education. I think that's a problem for women. I mean, most women in Zimbabwe are out, they are vendors, they are traders. My own mother was a trader. So if the state cannot invest in early childhood education, what does it mean for those kids whose mothers are out vending most of the time? Because right now the budget doesn't say anything really about job creation for people that are already in sort of in the market, right? The 25-year-old mothers, the 35-year-old mothers, who's going to employ them? So that's number one. And then on health, I'm very, very concerned. I mean, the expenditure on health compared to the expenditure on defense, there's a bit of a gap there. And so I think as women, we really need to interrogate that and push the government. Responsibility yacho inouya kuvanhukadzi. Iko zvino hurumende iri kuti hatichatori mari yakawanda tichiendesa ku early childhood education nekuti ibasa revabereki kuti vadzidzise vana vavo. Asi hurumende painoti ibasa revabereki, zvavari kureva izvo ndezvekuti ibasa remadzimai. Uyisu madzimai takatowandirwa nemabasa acho. Zvino hurumende kana ichikoshesa defense kukunda kudzidza kwevana vedu, ndinoona kunge pane dambudziko ipapo.
Yes, thank you very much. Stay on the line. Labo ke balaleli bekungu Dr. Chipo Tendere esichasisela ngoluhlu lokusetshenziswa kwemali olwe budget olwethulwe lamhla ngumphathi ntambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa. Yena othe i-budget leyi izaqumaquma okunengi ukuchaphazwa kwemali, njengokuthi nxa abantu besiye emazweni lakwezinye indawo kungahambi iqula labantu abaningi kakhulu, ngoba lokhu kuyathathela ilizwe imali, bahambe bebe balutshwana. Wathi njalo kuza kunywa futhi okunye ukusebenzisa imali eningi elizweni, kwenza ukuthi imali leyo iphenduke njalo iyethuthukisa isizwe. Njalo kukhangelela ukuthi umnotho welizwe ungaba ngcono, labesifazana labo bazabona lokho kulobungcono. Yes, and moving to the topic of the day, Dr. Tendere, what do you think of gender-based violence today? Do you think, like in Zimbabwe, people are more aware now of their rights and what they should do to end this?
I think people are very much aware. Yesterday, I was talking to some friends when MP Chamisa brought up the issue of small houses, and he said that small houses should be criminalized. On social media, women were saying, well, this sounds like they're saying that women, you know, this is one of those laws that would end up targeting women. And what women actually say is we have to talk about the violence that's often meted on women that are accused of going outside the norms of culture, right? So, tineva kadzi vanorowa mudzimba nevarume vavo, kuzita vakadzi vanorowa nekuti vanenge vachinzwa kudanana nemurume asiri wako. Taona mavideo akawanda evanhukadzi vari kuitwa subjected to violence. Nasi chaiye mangwanani taona video yemunhukadzi arowa nembama nemusoja. But I think zvinhu zvekuti kurohwa kwevanhukadzi chinhu chinongoitwa vanhu vasinganyatsozvifunge kuti shuwa munhu mukuru anofanirwa kurohwa kuti adisciplinewe kuti zvaite sei. Saka tinoda kuti hurumende ionekwe ichiisa mitemo yakasimba kuti munhu anorova mumwe munhu anoabhuza mumwe munhu pave nemitemo yakasimbisisa inodiscourage behavior iyoyo, kuti masoja ataona achirova vanhukadzi pamavideo pave nemitemo yekubuditswa kunzi nyaya iyi yainvestigatwa, nyakuita mhosva iyoyo asungwa. kwete kungobhadhariswa fine asi kuti munhu asungwe nekuti tiri kuda kurakidza kuti tiri nyika isinga encourage zvinhu zvakadaro unhu hwakaipa kudaro.
Yes, you can stay on the line. Thank you very much for that contribution. Dr. Tendela lapho balaleli uyachasisa ukuthi ukuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazane lokho kuqhubekela phambili lanxa abesifazane sebewazi amalungelo abo. Nika umzekeliso ukuthi kuma enkundleni lezi ze social media kubonakele omunye webutho echaya wesifazana ngempama. Into okwenzakala ngesikhathi kulwela amalungelo abesifazana ukuthi bengahlukuluzwa. And on the line joining us now is our second guest, Zipho Ndebele. He's actually from Enkundleni, a men's forum on gender. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ndebele.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yes, I'm sure you've heard from the previous speaker what has transpired. There was a video which went viral where a soldier was beating up a woman, and we've heard other issues too of abuse, violence against women. What can you say about this?
Thank you. Yeah, violence against women is still high in Zimbabwe. So statistics still show that 1 in 3 women are being abused. So the cases, they are still there. The challenge issue itself is that some people, even if they know the law, they are afraid of reporting because of different reasons. Some are beliefs, some are cultural beliefs, some are just afraid because sometimes women, they rely on those men economically. So they're afraid if I report this person and the person is arrested and goes to jail, which means I will never have a source of income at home, so I will never have food. So people weigh all those issues, thinking that if I report, I will also lose my source of income, which means I'll be poor and the like. And also, from cultural beliefs, people believe that a man has a right to pick up his wife or his partner when the partner has done something which the man doesn't allow. So, cultural, some people still believe that, it's allowed. Even some women, they believe that my partner has a right to pick me up if I do something wrong.
Yes.
This is not correct. The law doesn't allow any violence to turn against anyone. So
yes.
We have to, people have to understand. It is then sometimes reporting these issues. So that each time you report the person will go to jail. You can go and get some maybe protection orders so that person will not do that violence to you.
Yes, and as a men's forum on gender, what cases have been brought to your forum? Have you ever advised men on these issues, and what exactly do they say about the issue?
These are the issues which you talk about in our forum when you are with men. It's good some men have understood the law of Zimbabwe, and they are more ready to change their behaviors and take this new approach which is coming, which of having non-violent ways of resolving conflict. But there are some men who still believe that when you talk about such issues, they believe that those issues are private issues. They are not to be discussed publicly. So that's the challenge issue. Yeah, some of them believe that not beating a woman is a Western culture. In our culture, we are allowed to beat up the women. There are some also using the Bible. I remember at one dialogue which you had, punish people during the with water. And you also punish them with fire. So they are justifying themselves. The abusive behavior through culture and also through the Bible. So some men, they are taking up the issue. They are now advocates against gender based violence, but some are still resisting. Some still believe that it's their right to discipline their fight the way they want it because they have dollar for them and the like.
Ungabamba khona phecingweni ayi ngingathathi umlaleli ungasitshela nomzana Ndebele ukuthi bakhona yini lokho bekhona yini abesilisa abathi labo bahlukuluzwa ngabesifazane.
Lo mamusindu minister omutsha women affairs and women and youth affairs uthe nayizinisetisis afike ekhuluma ukuthi 4% yabomama abavuma ukuthi bayahlukuluza ama-partners abo omama behlukuluza amadoda. So amadoda ahlukuluzayo uyasiza nathi kuma-counseling sessions ethu ebesimabona amadoda abuyayo ezekumele le-challenge yokuthi uhlukuluzwa ngunkosikazi akhe buhlukuluza i-partner yakhe. So I'm not depend on like a corner, but the challenge, the majority of them also they are not reporting, maybe because society in a lake and in the water. I think that I can rely on the movie on a reporter, a local military, a people with a young local and no father. You know, Kuna, the one in the world, she goes on a ah, I'm here reporting my policy, I was sure. But no, because she now, what I want to, I'm here reporter.
Hayi siyabonga ungabamba khona pho ecingweni sithathe umlaleli wethu uVictress Mathutu. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Victress.
Ngiyabonga, sanibonani.
Ye, lapha sixoxa ngodaba lokuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana, abanye bathi njalo labesilisa, kwe-gender based violence. Ungasinika imbono yakho ngalolu daba?
Mina ngizakhuluma ngimele inhlangano yabomama. Kahle ngiqale ngibeke ukuthi obaba ngiyazi bakhona abahlukunyezwayo, kodwa mina njengoba ngimele omama okwalamhlanje ngicela ukukhulumela omama abahlukunyezwayo labantwana. Le i-violence against abantwana nabomama yinto ekade ikhona ekhona futhi ngendlela nje ezibuya ngakhona izinto ezohlala ikhona ngoba kungathi itshintsho lakhona liba luncane loba nje singamama sizama ukuthi sikhulume nabomama ikakhulu ngoba umuntu ohlukunyezwayo kumele ukhulumela yena kuqala qala avume ukuthi yena uyahlukunyezwa ukuze abekwazi ukuthi asizakale. But omama ngoba isikhathi esiningi esibhekana labo kunzima ukuthi aza avume ukuthi yalapha ngiyahlukunyezwa and for as long as engakavumi ukuthi yena uyahlukunyezwa umama akasizeki.
Manje khona ngapho emazweni ke kwehlukene yini kule Zimbabwe abesifazana abahlala khona ngapho ukuthi abakho ekhaya bakhona ngapho kulula yini ukuthi bayibike emapholiseni nxa behlukuluziwe lokunye nje?
Uyazi ukuyabika emapholiseni ngabomama kulula lapha njengoba sina se-South Africa manje ama-police station agcwele yonke indawo ambone ngathi akekho umuntu njengathi yena u-10 kilometers away from i-police station.
Lanxa bengala maphepha okuhlala ngokusemthethweni?
Into enhle ukuthi lapha e-South Africa ma usiyabika icala akukhathalekile ukuthi unalo iphepha noma ulalo kodwa uyalibika icala bese kusiya ngokuthi-ke sometimes ufika e-police station uthole umuntu onjani ngoba abantu bangabantu basebenza ngokwenyama. Of course umthetho we-South Africa wona uthi nje umuntu ma esiyabika icala akukhathalekile ukuthi unamaphepha noma akanawo amaphepha kodwa ngoba sifike sifica abantu benyama labo basuke becaba ngeyabo indlela kwesinye isikhathi ethi uyafika umuntu obuya phandle uye emapholiseni bengakuyamukeli ngendlela le abayamukela ngakhona amalokali not because umthetho e-South Africa yiwotsho njalo but I think usuka kube ngumuntu nje oyenza lokho akwenzayo yena emsebenzini wakhe like we have abantu indlela abangasebenza ngayo emsebenzini umuntu ubuthethe ukuthi yena la wenza kwakhe kodwa umthetho South Africa wona uyavumela ukuthi noma sengela amaphepha sihambe sinyo report amacala.
Mhm. Ye, ungaba
kuzosiba inkinga kubo mama bona amapolisa lapha eSouth Africa abazomthethe bakhala ngokuthi mama baya reporta namhlanje sasahamba ayokhuluma nomuntu lo amhlukumezileyo abezocitha isandla. Sikho sike sathi nxa sikubuza emapoliseni sathi uma sihamba sibuze ukuthi sikhuluma ngokuhlukunyezwa kwabomama amapolisa sikele ukuthi yona le nkinga leyo ukuthi namhlanje umama uzachaya namhlanje ebusuku uyachaya manje uyagijima e-police station uyaripota manje vula okuseni usekunenge ngubaba ngapha uvula okuseni usiyacima icala so amapolisa akwazi ukumsiza ma esecishile yena icala ngoba kangeke aphoqe ukuthi ungalifuthi icala ma ifuna ukulifuthi.
Ye, umbuzo okugcina ubonile silo mnumzana Ndebele lapha ecingweni uthe labo abanye ama abesilisa bathi bachaywa ngabesifazana ungathi wena njengoba lile nhlanganiso lelo lamalungelo abasifazana lingathi lokhu ngokubhahe kakhulu yini ukuthi kuyenzakala kumbe ubona ingani hayi ngokulutshwana nje ongamelanga kukhulunywe langakho
akulutshwana khona sisi kukhona kodwa okwenza ukuthi kungabonakali ilokho bekuthiya ngubaba Ndebele ukuthi abantu besilisa kunzima ukuthi bayiripoti amacala ukuthi ngiyashaywa ngoba kuyayangisa okungangokuthi ma kuyukuthi ngani bayakhululeka baye emapholiseni ungathola ukuthi ma ungathola ukutholakala i-statistics sakhona ungathola ukuthi baningi abahlukunyezwayo kodwa thina njengenhlangano yabomama siyazama futhi lokukhuluma nabomama ukuthi lana lifuna ukuhlukunyezwa kanti nxa lingafuna ukuhlukunyezwa lani lingabahlukumezi obabezindlisi.
Mhm. Yake zwakala sibongile kakhulu ukuthi ube lathi kuluhle. Sibongile Victor Smatutu.
Hayi kubonga mina mama.
Yes, Dr. Tendere, you heard one of our guests here, Mr. Ndebele. He's saying he's actually from the Patare Enkundleni Men's Forum on Gender. He's saying also men come up with issues that they are also being abused by women in their homes. But so it's not just about women. What do you say about this?
I think I believe that if what we are seeing on social media is true, I think so we have more access into what is happening behind closed doors, right? So an abuse really is about everyone. How do we protect individuals? I think there were stories that we saw, it turned out not to be Zimbabwe, but of a young boy whose nanny was abusing him very badly in a country, in another African country, I don't remember which one. Mm-hmm. So I think the moment we make abuse just about women, we completely miss the plot. In Zimbabwe, perhaps abuse against women has been more visible. It's been talked about a lot more. It doesn't mean that there have been more solutions. We might find that men might feel more uncomfortable to share their experiences. They might be afraid to be judged. So I think one of the things that we've been doing in our own community is to encourage young boys, right, to start from an early age to report things that are done to them that are not right. Encouraging high school boys to talk about things that happen to them that are not right. And then to go back to the law and say, look, we have to punish perpetrators of abuse, and it's not just sexual abuse, right? It's also violence. It's the words that people use when talking to young children, when talking to young adults. All of that has a huge impact in the kinds of adults that we have. Saka kana varume varikutaura kuti ivo variko abuse vanofanwa kuseka kuti munhu akaita sei yeye atinofanira kuzvitora kuti zvinhu zviri serious nekuti ivavo dzimwe nguva anenge aabhuzwa ndiye anozodzokera kumba kwake akuno abhuzawo vari ikoko kana kuti kungonyarara ikoko munhu achifira mukati hakuna kunaka saka secommunity tinofanira kuti titeerere kuti kana varume vari kutaura kana vanakomana vari kutaura pave nenzvimbo yekuti mwanakomana agone kutaura kuti veduwe ndozvandaitwa izvi nemunhu asara kanditengesa kana kuti ndozvandasangana nazvo kuchikoro saka kana vanhurume vemuZimbabwe vaakutaurawo nezvegender-based violence zvinofadza because chokwadi nhasi macomments mazhinji ataona pasocial media pabuda nyaya yemudzimai uya wandamboreva aroa kunyanya tichitarisa zvakashaurwa nevanhurume vemuZimbabwe zvanga zvisina kana kumbonaka zvanga zvisingamborakidze kuti tiri community ine vanhurume vari kufungawo kuti zveviolence against women kana kuti zveviolence against men zvinhu zvakaipa.
Yes, you can stay on the line. Lapho udokotela uyachasisa ukuthi ukuhlukuluzwa kubuya ngendlela ezinjani njalo uyaxwayisa abantu ukuthi beziphathe njani ukuthi kungaqhubeki lokhu kuhlukuluzwa. And Mr. Ndebele, maybe some, if you can explain to us how these men say they are abused by women, is it always physical abuse or there's some other forms of abuse which women may not be aware of or which they may not think constitutes abuse?
Okay. Ukuhlukuluzwa lokhu ngendlela ezijiyeneyo okokuqala engizokhuluma ngakho ngilokhu abiza ukuthi emotional abuse or psychological abuse, okukuthethisa lokho. Amadoda amaningi athi omama yindlela ekakhulu abalokho aba-abhuza ngayo amadoda izikhathi eziningi bakhuluma isikhathi esiningi bethethise bekhuluma amanye amagama anzima ukuthi umuntu awathathwa aphile lawo. And then kule physical layo, i-physical abuse, ile umfazi etshaya ilokhu ze netshaya indoda, ilenye indoda iremembe yajeyafika isithengisa namanxeba ayo ukuthi wangitshaya lapha ngelanga elinje wangitshaya kwathi. So amadoda akhona atshaya physical amadoda alokhu ze atshaya alinyazwa amanye angafike belokhu ze ezibhedlela ukuyakwelatshwa tshawe ngama-cosimers abo. And then ikakhulu lokhu kujala ukwenzakala abafane nabancane, sexual abuse, lapho osisa abakhulu ngbomama abakhulileyo elala lolokhu zen lo umntwana nomfana omncane kujaleke kakhulu ebafaneni abancane. Of course kuye kwaba lama-court cases eBulawayo number 2 recently akaphuma emanyuzipepeni lapha amadoda aclaiming ukuthi abafazi abe bebabamba iganyafu. So le rephu la ikhona elokhuzeneva emadodeni. I remember kulo omunye indoda athi wayezivisenti kade esakhula yena wakhulela ama-cousins zakhe angu-3 futhi babeshiya edume efana nayo. So fosee-everyday babedemanda ukuthi alalele abo bongu-3. So kuthi kwakubuhlungu but lakathesi ke engakwanisi ukukhuluma ngeport lokho into yangikhona khona ukuthi asontelule iphelele kuze report into esiyadlulayo lokwaphela. So amadoda ayokuzwa ahlukuluzwa ngendlela zonke zona lezi zokuhlukuluzwa ezikhona, kodwa into ekhona ukuthi bayesaba kulokho, esaba ukuya report abanye bakhona abaningi bangkhona bayesaba
ukureport. Yes, singakayi komunye umlaleli before we take our next caller. May you briefly summarize that in English? Osandu kukhulum.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I was saying men are being abused in different ways. Some are abused emotional abuse. Majority of men, they are saying to their partners, female partners, they are abusing them mostly. Emotional issues, emotional abuse or psychological abuse, where they insult them with different insults, that's emotional abuse. And also there is physical abuse, where a woman will beat up a man, his partner is being physically abused by his partner. We have seen a man, one man had come and showed his scratches and like where he was beaten up by his wife. So some men are also physically abused. And we have also a case where a man who was saying when he was young was being abused by his cousins. They were sharing a bedroom. So those cousins were older than him. So they were demanding sex from him almost every day. Of course, when he was young, by then it isn't like it, but even now he still believes it. This is no reason of reporting the issues, because he's saying, no, that thing is past, so I can't go and report something which happened long back. So I'm saying to young men, especially, they are being abused sexually by older women. So the abuses are happening to men, even though maybe the scale may be higher against women, but there are some men who are being abused also, and they are afraid of reporting the cases to the police or to anyone else.
Okay, thank you. Do stay on the line. Dr. Dendere, what's your comment on what Mr. Ndebele just said?
As I said before, I think what he's saying has a lot of utility. And especially the issue of emotional abuse. Kushushana kunongoitika kunoita kuti vanhu vatove ne depression. There is research yakaitwa inoratidza kuti Zimbabwean men in general, but Zimbabwean men of a particular generation have a higher risk of falling into mental illness. And zvimwe zvachona zvinosangana nenhamo dziri munyika, but iyoyo nawo ye emotional abuse inenge iri mberi. Something that I wanted to bring up that we've not spoken about in great detail is sexual misconduct or sexual harassment that might not necessarily be rape. Tukuona mune dzimwe nyika panguva dzino nyaya idzodzo dziri kubuda chaizvo dzekuti kumabasa vanhu vanobatwa zvisirizvo, harassment in the workplace. Ndinoona sekunge kuZimbabwe tikatanga kuita mareports evanhu vanoita sexually harass vanhu mumabasa umu, vanhu vazhinji vangange vasisina mabasa, ndicho chokwadi. Inyaya iyoyo yatinofanira kutaura ende tichinzwisisa futi kuti zvinogona kuitika kuvanhurume kana kuti kuvanhukadzi. Saka handisi kuiita bring up kuti inyaya inongoaffecta vanhukadzi chete, asi kuti tifunge kuti sexual harassment inoitika inoita kuti dzimwe nguva munhu asade kana kuenda kubasa. You know, sometimes people will make a decision that they are not going to look for a job because the environment is just toxic. Mm-hmm. And when they don't get that job, it has financial implications for their families as well.
Yes, and Dr. Tendero, we have a caller on the line, Joseph Gurira. Welcome to the show, Mr. Gurira.
Hello, Maswere.
Yes, you can talk to Dr. Tendero.
You know, sometimes people make a decision that they're not going to look for a job because the environment is just toxic. And when they don't get that job, it has a...
Yes, are you still on the line? Mr. Correa?
Hello?
Yes, yes, you can talk to Dr. Tendere and give us your view. Yes, yes, Taura.
Okay, I need money and go and go by Zimbabwe. Nyaya iri kunetsa ndiyo nyaya yekuti vanhu vasobatwa zvakaenzana. Sezvo zvedu kutaura uno kundiri kuSouth Africa, ndakatiza situation yemuZimbabwe isina kumira mushe. Saka nini chandokumbira hangu pavana vemuZimbabwe inyaya yekubatana toita chinhu chimwe. Kune vakapinda ana Munangagwa dai vakwanisa kugadzira mutemo kuti vanhu vabatwe zvakaenzana zvisinei nekuti ndiwe ZANU-PF kana ndiwe MDC kana ndiwe tabatwa zvakafanana. Tonasoti lochinhu 1 chinofanira kutanga chaitika munyika yeZimbabwe. Patinofamba ndisafambe ndichisvika kuti haini ndiwe MDC saka ndikazooneka ndakadai so ndokuna kusabatwa zvakananga. Kana zvikapera izvozvo izvozvifu kana kubva kwakaita amugabe chakanisiona kana chenji iripo because ndinongonzwa kuti vanhu vari kungorohwa sizi ndisatengesera mumastreet muHarare. Saka zvangu fanana nekuti amugabe vacho vanhu ndo vachingori kungotonga ndo mutemo wechingoripo. Saka kana mutemo iwo ukabviswa zvinhu zvikafamba zvakanaka ndonatsoti nesu tingakwanisawo kurarama zvakanaka semaZimbabweni. Izvezvi kuteve tiri kunongwa cha hatisobatwa zvakafana zvakagozera because hakusi kunyika kwedu. Saka dai nyika yedu yaigabviswa yakanaka ndonatsoti zvaizofamba.
Yes, what can you say about what you just said, Dr. Tene?
You know, I would like to say that I think you bring up some very important points. How the laws and how the state interacts with citizens on a daily basis is critical. Mm-hmm. There is absolutely no reason why the police or the soldiers should beat up vendors who are mostly women, right, or young men. There is really no reason. We need to create a culture where people can talk to each other and say, can you move? right? Can you move your stuff? Can you carry your stuff? The use of violence, the everyday use of violence, sends the wrong message to children, but it's creating a toxic culture. Apana kana chikonzero chimwe chete chinoita kuti musoja arove munhu kana kuti mupurisa arove munhu kuti munhu abvise zvinhu zvake murodi. Iyoyo zvinoratidza kuti vanhu vanotaurwa navo kunge vanhu vasinganzwisisi, which is a problem. Takutocreata nyika yekutreatana kunge mabanditi all the time, zvekuti munhu anotadza kugara akasununguka. Chokwadi ndichiripo ndechekuti zvinhu zvakaoma kuZimbabwe, saka mavendors vachange varipo. Asiwo hurumende, zvataurwa nekuti hurumende ngakuve nepunishment yekuti mapurisa vazive kuti ukatorwa video uchirova munhu, basa rako rapera. Hapana chimwe chachikona kuita. It has to be clear that if you are seen beating up someone as a person of authority, as a teacher, as a police person, as a soldier, whatever capacity you're in, if you are witnessed to have violated someone's rights, then you immediately lose your job. There should be no two questions about it.
Okay, thank you very much. And Mr. Ndebele, what advice do you usually give to men who... Oh, I understand we don't have Mr. Ndebele anymore. Hopefully he will rejoin us. And Dr. Tendere, what do you think can be done apart from just reporting? We heard from the audio clips we had at the beginning of this program. There is actually a police officer who was saying if women don't report this abuse, it will keep going on and on, so they should report. What else do you think can be done to curb this violence?
I think reporting is very hard. In most cases, people feel that the way that the police question victims, I've unfortunately witnessed a rape victim going to report, and the kinds of questions that people are asked at the police station are more violation on people, right? You are asked to give in great detail things that you're really not supposed to do when you go to the police. So I think part of it is having our police and officials properly trained in how to deal with victims of violence. When a woman reports that she's been beaten by her husband, the police shouldn't ask the woman what you deserve this kind of beating. That's not a question that the police should be asking. Mapurisa afanirwe kupuwa mvumo yekubvunza vanhu kuti warohwa nekuti wanga waita sei. Munhu auya kuzoripota kuti arohwa, ngazvigumire ipapo vanhu voita basa ravo, voita mainvestigations, kwete kutotongesa munhu. Something else that has to be done is in schools, children have to be taught what is abusive behavior and what's not abusive behavior. In the Western world, in the United Kingdom in particular, most Zimbabweans in the diaspora might have had an experience with this. A child is empowered to report if they've been beaten up by their parents. A child is empowered to report if they have been touched inappropriately. Saka vana vedu ngavadzidziswe kuchikoro, vana vanotrusta ma teachers kuti vafile safe kuenda kunoreporta kuchikoro kuti ini ndanzwai. We also need to strengthen our community, sort of the community centers of power, right? To give more money to women's organizations, because women sometimes, or men, sometimes muna anogona kuprefer kuenda kunoudza a organization inoita nezvevanhukadzi kana organization inoita nezvema human rights asati aenda kumapurisa. Zvichidzokera nekutaura kuya kwandaita kuti mapurisa dzimwe nguva haanyatsobate vanhu zvakanakisisa, saka zvinoita kuti vanhu vabva vatotya kuenda kunoripota kumapurisa, asi vachiprefer kuenda kunoripota kuchurch kana kuenda kuripota kune mamwe macommunity organizations. Saka hurumende ikakwanisa kuti paende mari inosapota macommunity organizations iwayo, mari inosapota maprograms muzvikoro anodzidzisa vana kuti vanoripota sei kana paine zvakaipa zvinenge zvaitika kwavari.
Yeah, valaleli amuzwa lapho udokotela uti yena ukuhle ngendlela yokuqeda lolu dlakela kufanele abantu bekhululeke ukuthi bechaze ukuthi kwenze njani emapholiseni. Kodwa enye ingxaki ebakhona ukuthi nxa umuntu esiyakhuluma ukuthi kwenze njani, amapholisa ambuza eminye imbuzo eyangisayo kumbe enza abanye enqabela abanye ukuthi behambe ukuya khuluma ukuthi bahlukuluzwa, njengokuthi bakuthi kuyini okwenzileyo, okwenze waze wakuchaya kumbe wenza lokho. engani lo muntu ohlukuzile nguye ozi obangele ukuthi lokho kwenzakale kuye, kukanti hayi kuhlukuluzwa kuvele kuyikuhlukuluzwa, akula lutho oluhle ngalo. Ngakho ke lawa amapolisa ukhanya afuna ukufundiswa ukuthi abekwazi ukuthi abuze njani abantu, babe le labuzane lokuthi nxa bebona okungalunganga behambe bayikhuluma, ngoba eminye imibuzo iyenqabela abanye ukuthi behambe bebona ukuthi akulalutho luzakwenzakala. Uthi njalo uDr. Tendile, ngabe labantwana labo bafundiswa njengalabo abantwana bemazweni, umzala ungeke wamtshaya umntwana, uyakwazi ukuthi uyafonela amapolisa athi hayi mina ngiyachaywa lapha endlini. Yeyi, ngiyakwazi ukuthi lokho kungaba yile ngxoxo mpikiswano. Ngakho abanye bathi kulungile ukuchaya abantwana, abanye bathi hayi, kodwa lapha emazweni uyayingena ijele ngokuchaya umntana wakho. Yeyi, ecingweni silomlaleli uAndrew Zava, siyakwamukela kuhlelo mnumzana Zava.
Yebo.
Yes, nika umbono wakho ngodaba lolu esiluhla ziyayo lapha.
Ngiyabonga ukungena ehleleni mama. Kahle kade mina angisoze ngisekele uhlangothi. Ngesimo esithi khona omunye lomunye oyisidalwa emhlabeni ulawa amamiseki awenzayo. Singakhangela imerits zakudala, sikhangele imerits zamanje, zilomehluko omkhulu. Kodwa ke uma sikhangela iBhayibheli imali khuluma ngokudalwa komuntu ekuze kufike noma ngalesi sikhathi omunye lomunye selelungelo lokuthi uphila njani emhlabeni. Angisekeli ukuthi ubaba ahlukuluze umama ngenxa yokuthi ubaba ulesibhakele esikhulu ngoba uyamehlula umama. Angisekeli ukuthi umama ahlukuluze ubaba ngenxa yokuthi ulesibhakele esikhulu uyamehlula ubaba. Okuningi ukuthi okobomama yiko kushesha kuzele ngoba inyembezi zabomama ziseduze. Kuthi zabobaba azikho eduze, indoda akululi ukuthi yehlise inyembezi. Ifela ngaphakathi njengo-Adamu. Adamu u-Eva uphume ebhanjeni luka-Adamu. Akulula bomama labobaba ukuthi indoda ikhulume ukuthi kuyinokwenzakalayo. Okunye mhlawumbe babangamacansi-ke ingubo, siza kubona kakulula okwizinto lokhu ukuthi abantu bakuchaze. Kodwa abantu laba bahlukumezana okufanayo, kodwa kwabobaba kakuzeli ngoba kuyayangisa. Umuntu oyindoda wadalwa ukuthi nguye noma owaqala ukuba khona emhlabeni kulo ngumfazi.
Yeah, ngezinye indlela babalitsho ukuthi ubaba yibo kumele bekhonye kuphela, owesifazana alalele ukwenzela ukuthi kungabi lodlake.
Cha.
Mhm.
Ngithe mina angisekeli ukuthi ubaba ahlukuluze umama ngenxa yokuthi ulesibhakele esikhulu.
Ngoba insizwa lisithi iBhayibheli lesinto
ahlukuluze ubaba ngenxa yokuthi laye ulesibhakele esikhulu, iloba engumntwana wendoda.
Mhm.
Angusekeli lokho, kodwa ngithi mina obaba akululi ukuthi achaze ukuthi umama uyaphambanisa ngekhaya, ufela ngaphakathi. Kodwa umama ngenxa yokuthi umuntu olenyembezi eseduzane, kulula ukuthi achaze ethi bantu ngilambelani loba ephambanisile. Kodwa ke bonke abantu laba izenzo zabo ziyafana, kodwa ezivela kakhulu ngezabomama ukuthi bayahlukuluza. Ngiyabonga mama.
Yeah, hayi uphendule kahle, sibongile ukuba lawe kuhlele.
Yebo mama.
Yebo, the listener there is saying that he's not taking any sides, but some men also abused, so he's just echoing what Mr. Ndebele and what Dr. Tender say, that men also face abuse, but they are reluctant to report. But because women, according to him, he says, are emotional and can cry, so it seems like they are the ones who face more violence. And I understand Mr. Ndebele is back. You are back, Mr. Ndebele?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was saying, in your forums, have you ever brought men and women together or advised them? And beyond that, have you done anything to curb the gender violence?
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, in our activities, most of the times we are with men, but there are times where we have mixed dialogues or mixed activities where we call on women and men together to talk about these issues of gender-based violence. Because as Father Nkundleni believes that for the community to be peaceful, we need to call on everyone. Because even sometimes we also have some intergenerational dialogue or intergenerational programs where young people and old people also call in the same meeting. So our meetings include the whole community, but our main target is the men. The reason being, we believe we have seen there are so many organizations which are engaging women, so that's why we try to fill that gap where men being. The man was not part of the solution of ending gender-based violence. So that's why we came in and engaged men, so that men become aware of what is happening. They must know what they are doing is violence. Because we have seen some men, we work in prison as well, working with the perpetrators of gender-based violence. There is this young man who said he didn't know that he committed an offense. He raped his girlfriend. So he said, I didn't know that I read until I was told by the nature street that I read. So there are some men who are doing some of these things out of ignorance. So we need them to know that what they are doing is wrong before they do it. Not that they hear about that when they are making important or if they've committed a crime. So we do call the women, we do call young people, young women, we call men and women, so that the whole community is engaged and knows what is expected from them, and also how to maybe resolve their conflicts without resorting to violence, and also where to report and how to report the cases. For some of them, especially when you report the cases to the police, if you just go to the charge office, we will not get the service which we are expecting. We need to go to the victim friendly unit where they are specially trained for such cases of gender-based violence. And the one, if you go there, will be assisted the way you are supposed to be assisted.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Do stay on the line. And may we have your last word, Dr. Tendere, on the gender-based violence?
I just want to go back to the previous speaker who said that women get attention because they get emotional. I think the use of people's emotions as a justification for things that are unjustifiable is not right. So women cry. Maybe we should be encouraging our boys and our men to cry more if their feelings are hurt, or to express themselves in the way that's best for them, right? So mwanakumana akarowa ngatisati iwe nyarara iwe kana achida kuchema ngaacheme, kana munhu wechirume akarwadziwa kana achida kuchema ngaacheme, because we cannot bottle our emotions inside. When people bottle their emotions inside, that's when they become monsters, right? Because that emotion still needs to be expressed somehow. Asi chimwe chandoda kutaura kana kune vakadzi vateereri varipo is fona iwo ku Voice of America kuitira kuti mazwi edu anzwike takawanda.
Yes, thank you.
Vaona kuti vazhinji vataura vanga vari vanhu vechirume. Zvinobva zvaita sekunge isusu tiri kutaura, kana uri professor unobva wanzi aiwa uyu ari kuda kutaura ari liberal stereke ari kuda kudi, vanhukadzi ngatifonei titaure, nekuti nyaya idzi dzinoafekta isusu, zvinoafekta vana vedu mudzimba dzedu, zvinoafekta isusu, zvinoafekta varume vedu chaiko kumabasa. Kana aabhuzwa kubasa ikoko, dzimwe nguva anouya oabhuza iwewe kumba. Saka ngative involved muconversation pamwe chete se community. Asi ndichida kusimbisa kuti maZimbabweans ngative vanhu vanogona kubatana zvakanaka.
Yes.
I think there is a lot to learn and we have a long way to go, but this is absolutely a great time and conversation.
Thank you very much, Dr. Chipo Tendere. And I would also like to thank Mr. Ziphonge Ziphondebele of Phathare Enkundleni Men's Forum on Gender, who were discussing this topic with us today. Join us next week on our Women's Roundtable. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington.